नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 28 टेक्स्ट नंबर 38। तपसा विद्यया पक्वा कषायः नियमै यमै युयुजे ब्रह्मणि आत्मानं विजिता अक्षा अनिला आशयः। तपसा विद्यया पक्वा कषायो नियमैर्यमै युयुजे ब्रह्मणि आत्मानं विजिताक्षान अनिलीशयः। तपसा विद्यया पक्वा कषायो नियमैर्यमै युयुजे ब्रह्मणि आत्मानं विजिताक्षानिलाशयः। तपसा विद्यया पक्वा कषायो नियमैर्यमै युयुजे ब्रह्मणि आत्मानं विजिताक्षनिलाशयः। चैंट मतजी तपसा बाय ऑस्टेरिटी विद्यया बाय एडुकेशन पक्वा बर्न्ड अप कषायः ऑल डर्टी थिंग्स नियमै बाय रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स यमै बाय सेल्फ कंट्रोल युयुजे ही फिक्स्ड ब्रह्मणि इन स्पिरिचुअल रियलाइजेशन आत्मानम हिज सेल्फ विजिता कंप्लीटली कंट्रोल्ड अक्षा सेंसेस अनिला लाइफ आशयः कॉन्शियसनेस। ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेंद्र स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। बाय वर्शिपिंग एग्जीक्यूटिंग ऑस्टेरिटीज एंड फॉलोइंग द रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स किंग मलयध्वज कॉन्कर्ड हिज सेंसेस हिज लाइफ एंड हिज कॉन्शियसनेस दस ही फिक्स्ड एवरीथिंग ऑन द सेंट्रल पॉइंट ऑफ द सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन कृष्णा। परपोर्ट Whenever the word Brahman appears, the impersonalists take this to mean the impersonal effulgence, the Brahma Jyoti. Actually, however, Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman, is Krishna Vasudeva. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Vasudeva extends everywhere as impersonal Brahman. One cannot fix one's mind upon impersonal something. Bhagavad Gita therefore says, Klesho adhikatara stesham, avyakta asakta chetasam. For those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. Consequently, when it is said here that King Malayadvaja fixed his mind on Brahman, Brahman means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasudhi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare 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 Krishna. I think the verse is repeated because last 4 days some other topic is discussed, so they did not know. So they told me this 38, so I prepared. Request to all the devotees, please switch off your cell phones. And request to all the Matajis who are making garlands not to speak while doing their service. So, he might have spoken on this verse, but my take will be different, so don't worry. there was a king by name Pratap Rudra of Vishnupura. The name of the kingdom is Vishnupura, but the king lacked devotion to Lord Vishnu. But he is very pious. And he is like father, taking care of the people of his kingdom very nicely. So they are very obedient to the king. This king has a very unique hobby of collecting wonderful things from different parts of the world. And if somebody brings a very unique gift for him, he would reward them very nicely with lot of wealth and gold coins and all that. So his fame spread all over, and various people used to bring various types of gifts. Like once one person brought a very beautiful gold ring. It is a wish fulfilling ring. If somebody wears that ring and whatever he would ask, he will get it. One more person from a different country brought a diamond necklace. So whoever wears that diamond necklace, he would look very youthful. So whoever brought those gifts, the king, you know, rewarded them very profusely. So one day, one guest from Nepal, he came. He said, "Oh my dear king, I heard your glories and it spread to my country also, Nepal. So I brought a very wonderful thing for you." He said, "This box I brought, I'm not going to give it to you, but you can experience it. You know, it's an emerald box. You know, so if you open it, there is a screen. Whoever sees into that screen, whatever is dearmost thing to that person, it will appear on the screen. Right? Like that. So one day, everybody was happy to receive that, see that. So that Nepali guest, he asked, "Would you like to see?" Maharaj said, "Okay, no problem." Then first the queen was there, and then queen opened the box and saw. Right? She saw the king's picture on the screen. All the people are very happy. Oh, the queen is very chaste. She is always thinking about the king, and the king is very dearmost person to the queen. Right? And this prime minister came and saw, opened the box, and he saw all the citizens of Vishnupura. He saw, oh, everybody was praising, oh, this minister, for this minister, dearmost persons are the citizens of Vishnupura. Next, commander army commander opened this box and saw. And he saw a very beautiful weapon, just like a thunderbolt. And then everybody was praising him. Wow, he's always thinking about the protection of the citizens. Now, it is king's turn. You know, king, everybody was waiting with bated breath. Said, who is most dear person to the king? What is the dearmost thing to the king? And everybody was waiting. And the king was also wondering, what is most dearmost thing to me? Then he opened the box. To the dismay of all the people, he saw his own picture. You know? And all the people sighed, oh, the king is very selfish person. He doesn't like. Queen was very disappointed. Oh, he doesn't. Why my picture did not appear on the screen? I think he doesn't love me most. You know, like that. He loves himself most. Like that. So king was also in quandary. He was wondering. Now, if I am the dearmost person to myself, what I should be doing to myself? You know. So he asked many scholars. He asked many religionists. They could not answer. And by the will of providence, one day one Vaishnava sannyasi appeared on the in the assembly, and immediately the king fell at the lotus feet of the Vaishnava sannyasi, and he asked, like this happened, what to do? You know, the Vaishnava sannyasi blessed him, you know, said, you are a very fortunate person. You know, you are a very fortunate person. Just like, because the for a queen, you are the dearmost person. So whatever she is doing, not prayers, what gives happiness to you, but she always does what is good for you, welfare activities, shreyas. Like other day I was explaining, shreyas. Like that minister, for the prime minister, he is always thinking about the welfare of the people. But for you are a very fortunate person. Then he explained Brahma Vimohan Leela. Right? So all of you know, right? Brahma Vimohan Leela. Where the mothers of all the cowherd boys, they are very fond of their sons. But when Krishna came in the form of the cowherd boys, you know, their affection for them, for their sons, doubled and tripled, and the cows also are feeling great affection for the calves. So Parikshit Maharaj, even Balramji also was surprised. Why, you know, they are showing so much affection? You know, I have not seen like that. Like that. So, Parikshit Maharaj also was surprised. Why it is like that? You know, because for somebody, unless their mind is there, intelligence is there, senses are there, unless there is a self, soul, they have no value. Right? So, for somebody, the soul is very important. But then without the super soul, soul also cannot exist. So Krishna is the, because he is sitting in everybody's heart and he is guiding us and he is controlling us and he is most dearmost friend to us. So Krishna is the dearmost person to us. So if somebody wants welfare for oneself, Nate viduhu swartha gatim hi Vishnu. You know, durashayaye bhairartha manina. For somebody who wants welfare for oneself, one must practice devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, because the super soul is the dearmost person for the soul. So if somebody loves oneself, means one should love Krishna, because that is his shreyas. So, King Maharaj Prataprudra, he immediately fell at the lotus feet of Vaishnava Sannyasi. And then he asked, how can I perform devotional service to Lord Krishna? Then he immediately initiated him into Vaishnava initiation. And then he taught him how to chant Hare Krishna, how to, you know, follow all the regulative principles and everything. And the king became overwhelmed with love of Krishna after practicing Krishna consciousness. And because king became a devotee, all the people also became devotees of Krishna. The whole kingdom is become imbued with Krishna consciousness. You know? So after some time, that Nepali gentleman came again. So, Maharaj, you want to see again? He said, yes. So, when he opened the box, he saw his spiritual master worshipping Radha Krishna. You know? Then everybody clapped. Wow, you know, all glories to the king, Prataprudra. So, this story is known as Priyadarshini. You know? Priyadarshini. So, this Priyadarshini story illustrates that for us, you know, our Priyadarshini is our mind. Not for us, for people like me. So, whatever sense gratification we are attached to, you know, that is very dearmost to us, because mind is but for a devotee, the Priyadarshini should be the scriptures, the devotee's association, where we can really see, you know, our dearmost personality, Radha and Krishna. Like that. So, in this purport, that's what Srila Prabhupada is explaining, that whenever it is said here that King Maladvaja fixed his mind on Brahman, Brahman means the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, you know, Sa Mahatma Sudurlabha. So for us, Vasudeva, Krishna should be the dearmost person, and we should fix our minds on Lord Krishna all the time. Like this King Maladvaja fixed his mind, you know, by worshipping, executing austerities and following the regulative principles. Somebody nowadays, they have this Adidas or some, you know, advertisement on the back of the t-shirts. They say, just do it. Just do it. Now latest I saw, just did it. Right? Just did it. So if you tell people, you know, you should follow regulative principles and all, they say, yeah, why are you restricting your freedom? You know, like suppose if somebody is walking on the high-rise building on the parapet wall, and we go and tell, hey, don't walk on the parapet wall. Why are you restricting my freedom? If I don't restrict your freedom, you will lose your freedom. Right? You will fall down and you will lose completely. Like that. So, so it is very, very, Srila Prabhupada, he was initiating one of his disciples, and then he was asked how many rounds he will chant, right? Usually, when the initiation goes on, they ask how many rounds you will chant, how many rounds you will chant on Ekadasi, what are the four regulative principles, you know? Then you say, oh, your name is, like that. So, Prabhupada asked, how many rounds you chant? He said, 16 rounds. So, your name is, so one disciple sitting beside Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, reminded to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you did not ask what are the four regulative principles. So, Srila Prabhupada replied, he is already a human being. You know, Prabhupada replied, he is already a human being. So, the moral of this pastime is, if somebody wants to call himself a human being, he should be following four regulative principles. Four regulative principles is not connected to spiritual advancement. If somebody wants to be called as a human being, one should follow these four regulative principles very strictly. Right? then once a disciple came and asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, it is very, very difficult to follow the four regulative principles. Srila Prabhupada replied, it is very, very difficult to be Krishna conscious. Then the disciple thought, Srila Prabhupada did not understand the question. Srila Prabhupada, it is very, very difficult to follow four regulative principles. Srila Prabhupada replied, it is very, very difficult to be Krishna conscious. So, the disciple did not understand. Prabhupada, can you clarify? So, Srila Prabhupada replied, first be conscious. Then you can be Krishna conscious. So, becoming conscious means one should be very conscious to follow four regulative principles. Unless one we follow the regulative principles very strictly, we should not be in illusion that we can become Krishna conscious. That illusion, we should come out of that illusion. So first of all, we should become human beings, then we can become Krishna conscious. Right? Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, God realization is connected to the soul, sinful activities are connected to the body. So why should we follow? How it is affected? The soul is not affected by body. The soul is different from the body. So God realization is connected to the soul. Sinful activities are connected to the body. So why should we avoid them? Right? Srila Prabhupada replied, when your consciousness is allowed to think I, so then you will think, how will I enjoy? What is my next enjoyment? So under such consciousness, you cannot think of Krishna. Somebody who is addicted to having this consciousness of enjoying this material senses, sense gratification, he cannot think of Krishna. He is always thinking, how can I enjoy next? Right? He'll be washing his hands after finishing lunch. He is asking his wife, what will be there for nasta? So, right? Wife is saying, "Arey, pehla ye hajam karo." Right? So, we should not have freedom, just like free like a football to be kicked by everybody, by lust, greed, and anger. Right? So it is very important to follow the regulative principles. That's why Srila Prabhupada termed them as what? Prabhupada termed these four regulative principles as? Four regulative principles of freedom. If you follow these four regulative principles, you will become free. So we will get freedom only on the platform of spiritual consciousness. Right? So, going to the next part. Here, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that whenever the word Brahman appears, the impersonalists take this to mean that impersonal effulgence, Brahma Jyoti. Actually, however, Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman, is Krishna, Vasudeva. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. One cannot fix one's mind upon impersonal something. So, Bhakti Saru Damodar Maharaj, when he was a student in Irvine University, he had this experience. He was narrating to Srila Prabhupada on one morning conversation in Los Angeles. So Maharaj was saying, Srila Prabhupada, there is this scientist, Stanley Miller. So he was saying that there are 20 amino acids which form the basis of life. So he was talking about origin of life and all. So Maharaj got up, that time he was a student, he got up and asked, I will give you all the chemical materials, molecules like amino acids, DNA, RNA and all. Can you put life into these amino acids? Right? So Stanley Miller said, he replied, I don't know. So Srila Prabhupada was very happy with Maharaj, said at least one person got up and asked, and that fellow said, I don't know. Right? So Prabhupada said, I will give you whatever money you want. You go and tell this to everybody. That life comes from life. Life doesn't come from the matter. Money, finance is not no restriction at all. So in that conversation, Srila Prabhupada, he was explaining that life is also matter, and matter is also life. Right? So Maharaj said, Prabhupada, I did not understand. Right? He also did not understand. Right? So please try to follow very carefully. Prabhupada said, this, like Prabhupada said, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, you know, they say everything is Brahman. Right? So they don't understand, these impersonalists, they don't understand properly. So he said, just like cotton is the cause of the thread. Right? Cotton is the cause of the thread. So there is cotton in the thread. So in the thread there is cotton. Right? In the thread there is cotton. In the same way, life is the cause and matter is the effect. So in the effect, there is cause. So in the matter also, there is life. So Maharaj said, I didn't understand Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada said, just like when we go to your market, you know, suppose there are two things, just like a Montblanc pen is there, and there is a Chinese version is there of that Montblanc pen. Right? So you pay more for Montblanc pen. So you distinguish between a superior thing and an inferior thing. We must distinguish, even though both are pens, but still we distinguish between a superior thing and inferior thing, and accordingly we pay. Now we offer more respect to a Brahmana than to a Vaishya or a Shudra, because even though they are all human beings, but Brahmana is considered superior. Like that we distinguish between superior thing and inferior thing. In the same way, life is superior. Like, when I eat something, the fire actually, the air in the body blows the fire, and the fire actually divides, burns the foodstuffs and divides them into different two parts. One is nutrition part, another is waste part. But when I'm somebody is dead and you put food into that person, nothing happens. So that's why Prabhupada is saying life is superior and matter is inferior. And then he gave another example. Life is equal to the matter means, just like if I pinch Vikas, if I pinch Vikas, he will feel pain. Right? If I slap this table, do you feel pain? No. Right? So that's that thing which has feelings, you know, is life. That thing which doesn't have acute feelings is matter. Just like in my body itself, this finger is life, you know. But from this finger my nails come. When I cut those nails, I don't feel any pain. But 1 inch more, if I cut, I will feel pain. Right? Like that, Prabhupada said, somebody, the human being is also same. As soon as you feel Krishna, you are a spiritualist. When you don't feel Krishna, you are a materialist. Same, we are all, means Prabhupada is saying, comparing like himself and to other people, said, you know, when I feel Krishna, I am a spiritualist. But others, when they don't feel Krishna, they are materialists. They are like matter. You know, those who are not Krishna conscious, they are like matter. Right? Because they don't have feelings for Krishna. So, it is very important to understand what is Brahman. You know, Sarvam Kalidam Brahma. Like Prabhupada writes in 4th Canto Bhagavatam, very nice purport, that he is explaining, you know, just like what is Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. You know, there are three platforms: Brahman, Parabrahman, Paramatma, and Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. So, in this purport, Prabhupada is writing that the proprietor of the house may not live in, may live in only in one room, but the entire house belongs to him. Right? In the same way, that just like the sunshine is also light, the sun globe is also light, sun god is also light. You know? They're also light. Just like, because of the sunshine, all these material planets, they exist. And because of the sunshine, all the plants and all, they grow. Right? So that's what Prabhupada is saying. And because of the heat of the sun, all the planets revolve in the orbit. So that Prabhupada is saying, this is called Achintya Veda Abheda Tattva. You know? They are all sun, but they are still different. In the same way, Prabhupada is saying that Krishna, similarly, all the planets resting on us, so the entire material world is completely dependent on the sun, being produced by the sun, and the cause sun is inherent in the effects. Similarly, Krishna is the cause of all causes, and effects are permitted by original cause. Like Prabhupada is say that, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina. You know, I am pervading. So, the Prabhupada explains that by his energy, he is present everywhere. But as energetic, he is not present. He is not present. So, just like darkness, illumination, you know, clouds sometimes appear, sometimes disappear. It's all because of the sun. But the sun is not affected by it. In the same way, all these material elements, Brahman, everything is coming from Krishna, but Krishna is not affected by this. Right? So Krishna is the remote cause and material nature is the immediate cause. You know, sometimes, you know, people think that the earthen pot is being made by, a potter, you know, puts lot of earth on a wheel. You know, and so many parts are made from the earth. So unintelligent people think that this earth is the cause of earthen pot. But actually, advanced people can understand that actually this there is a potter, and he actually collects the earth, and he actually moves the wheel. In the same way, in suppose in a painting. Somebody is painting a flower, a gulab, and you see the painter, you see the brush, and you see the paint. So you understand, so-and-so painter has actually painted this gulab like that. But you see the flowers are blooming, you know. So unintelligent people naturally may conclude that actually there is nature is causing the flowers to bloom. But actually intelligent people understand that Krishna is the, even though we don't see the hand of Krishna in blooming of the beautiful flowers, you know, beautiful flowers. But still, those intelligent people, they understand that Krishna's energies are so potent, you know, that automatically without his hand being seen, the flowers are blooming. So we must know that Krishna and Brahman, you know. So what is meant by Brahman? Brahman means the greatest. You know? Brahman means the greatest. So we must know that Brahman means Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Even though his hand is not seen directly. You know? Like that, we have understanding. One more important thing, Srila Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, that those who are, you know, on material platform, you know, they undergo different stages of life. Within the body, there are five different parts of existence. You know, first is Annamaya. Annamaya means those children and the animals, if you give them anything, they want to eat. So the children are simply satisfied by eating foodstuffs. So when there is evolution in life, then somebody may come to the pranamaya stage. Pranamaya stage means we want to protect our life. That's why we want to. If we are not annihilated, we are happy. So we want to live. So that is called pranamaya stage. Then there is third is manomaya stage. Manomaya stage means mental speculation. And there is vijnanamaya stage, where we understand. So all these material civilization, all materialistic people, they are on these three platforms: annamaya, pranamaya, and manomaya. But those who understand there is a evolution of philosophy, then they come to the stage where they can understand that I am not this body, I am the soul. That is called vijnanamaya. Right? Anandamaya stage is where you perform devotional service and one is unlimitedly happy while performing devotional service. So that is called anandamaya. Just like some people they take shelter of demigods. Some the impersonalists they take shelter of Brahman or Paramatma or whatever. But Prabhupada writes, just like sky, water and the land, they are all same, but still taking for somebody who is standing on the land, he is most secure. Just like that, the taking shelter of demigods is not very safe. Better to take shelter. The impersonalists may argue that it is just like suppose if somebody is standing on a stone or a wooden piece on the land, they are standing on the land only. So like that, they compare stone and the wood piece to Brahman and Paramatma. But still Prabhupada says, better to, standing on the land is the most secure place. So taking shelter of Brahman and Paramatma is not so safe. Taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and perform devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, is the most secure thing to do. Right? Otherwise, the Prabhupada is writing in the purport. Like there is one verse in the Krishna book, Veda, prayers by personified Vedas. The personified Vedas are praying that, my dear Lord, these great mystic yogis, they may conquer the elephant of mind and these senses, they may control the serpent-like senses. But still, they will not be able to cross over this ocean of material existence because, they have not taken shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master. So those people, they are like merchants who have gone on their ship without the help of a captain. Right? Without the captain, the ship here will go here and there. So like that, somebody may perform great austerities and penances, but if he has not taken shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, then he is going back to Godhead is impossible. Right? So, Srila Prabhupada, that's why Srila Prabhupada writes that one must perform devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. So, Prabhupada writes in 4th Canto Bhagavatam only, one purport. The power of pure devotional service is so great that a pure devotee can easily electrify another person simply by his instructions. The instructions of a pure devotee to his disciple are also very simple. Right? No one feels any difficulty in following the footsteps of a pure devotee. Right? So all these, we see Prachetas also, they performed severe austerities and penances for 10,000 years underwater. Underwater. Like Kardamu Muni performed severe austerities and penances for 10,000 years. Right? Vishwamitra Muni performed austerities and penances for 60,000 years. All these things we cannot do. And all these things we cannot do. So Srila Prabhupada came and he gave us a very simple process. Srila Prabhupada was saying in one conversation with Harikeshma Prabhu that actually I did not want to come here. So actually Srila Prabhupada was writing also that I miss Vrindavan. Right? So then Harikeshma didn't understand. Said, what Prabhupada? Actually I didn't want to come to this material world. Krishna was telling me to come here, but I didn't want to come to this material world. So Krishna asked me, why? Oh, if you go there, you have to perform all these austerities and penances. I don't like. So Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna told me, you don't have to perform all these austerities and penances. You simply, write all these wonderful books, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and chant and dance. And take Krishna Prasad. So you do this and you tell all this your disciples, everything will be perfect. So like that, Srila Prabhupada, he instructed us very simple process, and it is very powerful. It's a very powerful process, right? So those people who have actually seen these Americans, hippies and all, American government was spending billions of dollars for drug rehabilitation, drug addicts rehabilitation and all, but they were not successful. They have this alcoholic anonymous, in Juhu they have, those who are addicted to drinking alcohol, they are so addicted they cannot give up alcohol, bad habit. So they have this alcoholic anonymous, where all these many alcoholics, they come together and discuss various ways, means to give up alcohol. And they have sex addicts anonymous, and there are drug addicts anonymous. Like that, there are various things. And it is found out, all those people who visit these drug addicts rehabilitation centers, 90% of the people, they go back to the drugs again. It is found out like that. But Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so powerful, my process is so powerful that those people who have come to Krishna consciousness, without any effort, they could give up. Without effort, they could give up their bad habits. So this process is so powerful, chanting, coming for Mangala Arati, taking cold water, waking up early in the morning, coming for Mangala Arati, chanting 16 rounds, following four regulated principles, reading Bhagavatam. This process is so powerful that without having to perform all the austerities and penance that other people have gone through, we can achieve perfection. Right? So one thing Prabhupada is saying, how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is there that Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu Santushtya Enakenava Sarvendriya Upashantaya Cha Tushyati Ashu Janardana. So, Narada Muni is saying, how to please Janardana? Very easily. Ashu means very easy. Immediately. So he's saying, Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu. By showing mercy on all living entities. Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu. Right? And Santushtya Ena Kenava. By being satisfied, whatever we get. And Sarvendriya Upashantaya Cha, by controlling the senses, by engaging the senses in the Krishna service. Tushyati Ashu Janardana, we can immediately satisfy the Lord. Right? Just like Prabhupada writes in Krishna book, that just like for somebody who is looking for a gold, he doesn't neglect gold rings and gold bangles because they are of different shape. In the same way, somebody who is fond of Krishna, he doesn't neglect the different living entities because they are in different shapes. All the 84 lakh species. He tries very hard to reclaim all the souls and take them back home back to Godhead. Right? So Prabhupada writes in the one purport, fourth canto Bhagavatam, that one should see all the living entities equal, with equal vision. With equal vision. Then, it is very difficult to get this vision. But we should try this, we should get this vision by determination. and Sadhu Sangha. Then Prabhupada defines what is Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha means associating with a person who is already liberated, who is become perfect in Krishna consciousness. That is called Sadhu Sangha. So when we are not perfect, but when we come together and discuss Srila Prabhupada books, then that is Sadhu Sangha, right? So when we come together and gossip, that is not Sadhu Sangha, right? So Sadhu Sangha means when we come together, we discuss Srila Prabhupada books, because Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee and his writings are perfect. So when we read his books, we are associating with Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada says Sadhu Sangha means associating with a person who is already liberated. So one must become absorbed in reading Srila Prabhupada books every day, especially Krishna book every day, hear to his lectures and follow his instructions, then we can easily achieve perfection and become fixed in Brahman. So Brahman means Lord Vasudeva. Like that. Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions, comments?
Prabhuji, please once again tell me